Access number 33350, reel 23.
Mr. Hubble, reel 23. So before you, while you were still at Cape Newton, you went on an exercise to Malaysia?
Yes, to Malaysia, yes. In 68, July 68, yeah, for 6 weeks exercise, it's hard to believe that the Black Watch had never served in Malaysia or Malaya during the emergency or whatever. And we were to go on an exercise there for 6 weeks. An advance party had been sent to attend the jungle warfare school at Johor Bahru, and they were to greet us with all the news and delights about jungle training when we arrived. And of course, the first thing on arriving, I noticed how much slimmer my company commander was. Thomas McMicken had lost several stone. And the first thing he said to me, just because you think you're a colour sergeant and you're going to sit in the main camp while we're out on exercises, you're wrong. Because you will be coming out with us all the time. This caused an upheaval. Duff Henderson was still the quartermaster, and he had laid down that all colour sergeants would remain in the main camp, so that he had a finger on them all the time. So, at his first briefing, when I told him I was off in the morning, he immediately threw down his pencil and said, I'll sort this out, and shot off to see Major McMicken. And after great arguments along with the adjutant, he came back and he said, you are going. You're the only one. So it was a new learning curve. For me, I had never been in the jungle. And it was a case of going into very, very open jungle where we learn to fire different weapons, listen to talks by SAS soldiers on jungle survival. We were taught how to make bashes, how to make a bed, keep it off the ground so that no creepy crawlies got in with you, how to forage for water, what sort of plants that you could use, what fruits you could eat, if any. And the greatest thing of all was to meet up with this weed, which was called Wait a While. This is what the British soldiers called it. It was part of the jungle, kept at about waist high, and it had barbs on it. and it would catch into your clothing and equipment. It was extremely strong, and the more you battled against it, the more it dug in, and it eventually dug in to your flesh. And the idea of it being called wait a while, you stopped, you took a couple of paces back, and you removed these barbs, just threw it to one side, and you could move again. It was as simple as that. But to fight it, these barbs dug into you and would turn septic, and they'd rip your clothing. You were going nowhere. So we were introduced to this part of the jungle, foliage, and of course, what you're taught, you put into practice. I can remember making a dasha. It fell down. I can remember making the bed, and when I got on it, collapsed. And then, like all training, you eventually pick up the skills. You know what tree to bend, you know what tree to shred and make bindings. You can pick them out. You learn to take your paladrine a day, otherwise you would go down with malaria. You learned also not to throw the salt tablets away, but to swallow them. And it became very, very interesting. Very interesting. And the first company exercise I thoroughly enjoyed, and I think the jocks did as well. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Especially when they were all climbing onto their sort of beds and they were collapsing all around them, and the rest of the jocks were all laughing like mad. Or you'd give their bashers a push and they'd fall over. Or when it rained, the rain poured through and you were soaking wet. But we quickly got down to grips with this situation, and we became good. I enjoyed the work, but like all things, when you go abroad, soldiers are very, very keen at the weekend to get a tan, and they would lay out. They would fall asleep, and on Sundays, and certainly Mondays, there was quite a queue at the medical centre where jocks burnt with the sun. Terrible, some of them. One had to ensure that those men were not left in camp once they'd been treated. So with the company commander, certainly when we were training not too far from the main base, my job was to go back, pick up all the lads that had been treated, and carry out containers of cold juice for the company drink on the ranges or wherever we were doing training. Of course, when you go into the jungle for a week, you could not do this. You had to be careful that jocks were not left behind just to lay on their beds. So other companies had to work them. Now, it was I thought it was quite a laugh, but I was taking about five jocks who had been burnt with their containers of juice to the ranges, and I bumped into the command officer, who said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I waited until after sick parade, and the jocks that have now been treated, I'm taking them out to the company to ensure they do not miss any training." And I said, "At the same time, we are taking out cold drinks, sir." He said, "Well done. I have visited the other companies. I don't see this happening." So I carried on. And eventually the jocks learned quickly, you know, you don't lay, you don't fall asleep in the sun because you'll get burnt and it hurts. I thought to myself, what do we do on Sunday? What can I do to stop the jocks getting burnt? So I got them together. I said, "Look, on Sundays, how would you all like to go swimming? And we'll take a packed lunch down with us and a container of tea, and we'll swim in this little lagoon," whatever it was called. And I said, "Mess about in the water. But we leave early, and I want some of you to come and help me do the food for the day, rolls and spam and that sort of thing. Are you for it?" And I think virtually the whole company said, brilliant, great. And so many hands make light work, and we made up the ration packs, took them down to the this beach that we had, and we messed about in the water all day long, or red or whatever, and no one got burnt at all. And when it was time to come back, they all said, "Colour, you think that we can do this next Sunday as well?" I said, "Yeah, brilliant. If you lads are enjoying it, yeah, great. So this was laid on. And again, it was a good bonding. You got to know the new lads, you got to know about the lads, and I enjoyed it myself, and it was a couple of the young sergeants went down with me, so we got to know one another. And then the colour sergeants were sent off on a two-day course to learn about making a helicopter landing strip in the jungle.